On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren. Warren! Gary Trent Reid.
Here I am, get stuffed.
Well, he's a little fired up today. He's up and about Port Adelaide and flying along nicely. Wiz, welcome.
Slowly, slowly.
Well, keep it quiet on the down low. You got a little bee in your bonnet, and you want to use the Patrick Dangerfield press conference yesterday as your sort of benchmark.
Well, I think a reminder to both our Adelaide clubs, both Port and Adelaide, is that we can be better in the media. Patrick Dangerfield right now, we know he's got a busted ankle or leg or whatever, bone bruising, moon boot.
Right.
If that was our football clubs yesterday, we'd slink him in the back door, we'd say, nothing wrong, won't give any information, subject to medical, we'd sit on scans for 3 or 4 days, won't reveal it, tell people the real story. Right? Patrick Dangerfield arrives in a moon boot right in front of the cameras. Yeah, he might like the camera work too. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
But he gets up, then he talks about it. He plays his skit as a sledge to Kane.
I thought it was great.
I love
the
fact.
Refreshing
that's what I'm saying. It's open. We're not now going, oh, how bad is this? Is there a break? How bad is it? Well, he kicks 5 goals, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah, well,
but he reveals straight up he's got his bone bruising. Because a couple of examples that really annoyed me was Andrew Fagan told me to my face that there was nothing wrong with Josh Jenkins. I know from a fact, from the first scan, there was something wrong. He had a break.
Right.
The thing I don't like about this, one, the message is skewed. The main bit is the fans don't find out. And also in particular, when Tom Lynch, as well as Josh Jenkins, was ruled out with a virus, what do we all say? Soft.
But the club did come out and say that Tommy Lynch had a virus.
Yeah, a virus. He's ruled out on a Wednesday with a virus.
Didn't
what
did
a virus
say he was in ICU, did they?
Didn't say it was serious.
But the clubs don't have to tell the media what's wrong with their players.
Mate, the fans are calling them soft. So they're not actually protecting their player jars. That's my point.
See, I'm going to give you a couple of examples and tell me whether you think this would have happened here in Adelaide. And again, I don't know whether I agree or not with you just yet, Treads, but Todd Goldstein, North Melbourne, put him up straight after he missed that shot to win the game, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Goal King, doubt it.
Melbourne Football Club put Tom Bug up.
No way.
Straight after he had the mind explosion where he got
Kel
Mills.
Yes, they did. Yes.
Went straight up on the cameras.
Yeah.
Would our two clubs here have done that?
No way. They try and control all the message.
No, they wouldn't.
That's my point here, Jars.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't have put Patrick Dangerfield up in that instance with the moon boot.
No, they
try and
not
hide the moon boot.
They would have put him away.
Mm.
Now, Dom Pike.
Yeah.
You're gonna what's your concern with Pikey?
Geelong Friday night?
Massive
big
game.
Big questions.
What?
Are they gonna change the way they play?
What for? They're winning.
But
what do you want to change this for?
Jars, listen. Before you just go, I'm a Crows man wearing my jumper, listen. The last five occasions, they've lost in a row, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
They've all been beaten the same
way. Yes, they have.
Smashed out of the midfield, spare man tears them apart.
And locked down on Sloane.
Yep.
Something needs to change. You can't let them have a spare man, even though Adelaide want to play with it.
I think
you
a lot
need
depends
to change
on
the way, the mentality of the coach's box.
Can I
don't go
here
in with a plan. Come and get some versatile players. And I don't reckon their list is versatile enough.
I think a lot will depend on whether P. Dangerfield comes across.
Well, what happens if both don't play?
Well, then it's
they've got Selwood and you've got
I reckon
boys.
They'll run Luke Brown with Selwood. Now, with rising George star Bush before you go.
Well, I've got some numbers for you.
Good.
All right. Joel Selwood won it way back in
2007, first year when they won the flag.
Yep.
19 touches, 4 tackles, 3 clearances, 7 contested ball, and he kicked a goal every 3 games.
What name are we going to see on the medal?
Well, I think it's going to come potentially from 3 players.
Well,
right,
give
now
me their names, please.
Well, Burton's one.
Ryan Burton.
McGrath,
Hawthorne.
Another one.
Essendon.
Yeah. And Port Adelaide's Power Pepper.
Yeah.
And I told you about those possessions.
Yep.
Well, I looked up some numbers yesterday. Power Pepper averages 18 disposals, so one less.
Yeah.
4 tackles, which is the same.
Mm-hmm.
3 clearances, which is the same per game.
Jeez.
He's got 9 contested disposals, 2 more, and he's kicked 15 goals out of 16 games.
That's some talent
there.
Almost
a goal a game.
That's some talent there.
Compare him. He's standing up against the bigger bodies.
All the time.
In the cauldron, which is fantastic. And he's going to win it. You know why?
Who?
Why? Sam Pelpepper.
Okay.
Because he's got a great new nickname that I'm going to run with right now. From this point on, I'm calling him Tinder.
What?
That's harsh. Because everyone knows what Tinder is.
But it's got it's to do with
what?
What do you do on Tinder if you like something?
Don't you flick it to the right?
You swipe right. What does he do every time when he's involved? He swipes.
Where did you think of that when you're on Tinder?
Yeah, where were you? No, in the airport.
Yesterday, flying home.
Four inch.
Swipe right.
He does every time. He's let go of the ball.
Swipe right. He's getting a lot of matches.
We love the way he plays. Did you like that or not?
That's good.
And if Tinder's not your thing, get on Tumblr.
What's that? Is that what you do?
Are you flogs calling Friday night?
Is that what he does when he rolls down the hill?
Buzz off.
Tumblr.
Barry calls me the elite.
It's got nothing to do with that sort of tumbling. There's lots of things. There's house stuff on there.
Are you flogs calling Friday night?
Yeah, and then we're flying to Melbourne Saturday to do it all again.
You reckon we're going to be happy hanging out with each other? Hey, so and we're coming home, right, Jetstar, we're wrapped.
Yeah. Oh, don't start whacking the
sea. So we can sit on the at the airport for as long as possible.
Beat the end of the week.
Hey, I met the new one.
Movie.
Is that where he met her on Tinder?
No, I was going to say. So
physical violence.
I was just going to ask whether Treds had cancelled his Tinder subscription. Say, Treds.